The Ambrosial Song of the Beautiful Lord Sri Krishna. Chapter 14 of the Bhagavad Gita. The Three Qualities of Nature. Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga. The Blessed Lord Sri Krishna said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Arjuna, I shall further explain the supreme knowledge, the best of wisdom, knowing which all the sages have gone from this world to supreme perfection. Those who take refuge in this knowledge, arriving at the awareness of their similarity with me, are not born into this world again, even at the time of its creation. Nor do they feel even the slightest tremor at the time of its dissolution. Material nature is the womb of Brahman, into which I place the seed of all living beings. That conjunction of spirit and nature brings into manifestation all beings, O Bharat. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtaya sambhavantiya tasam brahma mahadyonir aham bija pradapita. All forms from all wombs originate from Brahman, O Kaunteya, Prakriti being the original mother, and I, the seed-giving father. It is the qualities produced by material nature, goodness, passion, and darkness, which imprison the imperishable soul within a material body. O mighty armed one, among these qualities of nature, goodness being illuminating and free from disease and impurity, binds one by attachment to knowledge and material happiness, O sinless one. Know that the quality of passion is characterized by fervor, born of attachment and craving for sense pleasure, O Kaunteya. It binds the embodied soul by attachment to reward yielding activity. Arjuna, know that the quality of darkness is born of ignorance and causes the delusion of all embodied beings. It binds one down with madness, indolence, and slumber. The quality of goodness causes one to become conditioned by material happiness. Passion habituates one to reward-centered activity, and darkness, enveloping one's knowledge, causes one to become conditioned by reckless negligence. Sometimes the quality of goodness predominates over passion and darkness. Sometimes passion overpowers goodness and darkness, and sometimes darkness likewise prevails over goodness and passion. It should be understood that when all the gates of the body are illuminated by the dawning of divine wisdom, the quality of goodness is surely prevalent. Greed, strenuous exertion in the undertaking of reward-centered activities, lack of calmness, lust, these symptoms arise with the dominance of the quality of passion. Ignorance, inactivity, madness, and delusion. These are certainly produced when darkness is the overruling quality of nature O Kuru Nandana. When one departs from the expiring body predominated by goodness, at that time he enters the pure planets inhabited by those of the highest learning. One who departs from the deteriorating shell while passion is prevalent is reborn among those attached to reward-oriented activities, and those who die in darkness are reborn in the wombs of those who are embedded in delusion. The sages declare that the fruit of virtuous work is unblemished goodness. The result of passionate action is misery, and acts of darkness result in ignorance. Wisdom is the product of goodness. Passion produces greed. Those established in goodness ascend to higher realms or higher planes of consciousness. Those of passionate disposition remain in the middle earthly sphere or worldly plane of consciousness, and those ruled by darkness, being established in the condition of the lowest quality, go downward to lower regions or lower planes of consciousness. When an observer perceives no doer of actions other than the three qualities of material nature, and he knows that which is beyond these qualities, he attains to a state of being like my own. Transcending these three qualities which produce the material body, the embodied one is released from the miseries of birth, old age, and death, and he attains immortality. Arjuna inquired, O Bhagavan, O Prabhu, what are the characteristics of one who has transcended the three material qualities? What is his behavior? And how does he move beyond these three attributes of nature? Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Blessed Lord Sri Krishna replied, O son of Pandu, a transcendentalist is one who neither hates nor longs for the presence or absence of illumination, exertion, or delusion. A transcendentalist is situated as if indifferently, seated apart, undisturbed by the qualities of material nature. The transcendentalist stands firm, unwavering in his realization that only the material qualities are operating. The transcendentalist, being established in the true nature of the self, thinks, feels, and behaves the same in external conditions of suffering and delight. He views equally a lump of earth, stone, or gold, and he's equally disposed towards both favored and disfavored persons or circumstances. His equanimity is steadfast in encountering either criticism or praise, honor or dishonor. The transcendentalist treats factions of both friends and enemies alike. He has abandoned all worldly undertakings. Such a person is said to have transcended the three qualities of nature. And one who, transcending these qualities of nature, serves me with undeviating devotion is fit for entering the divine realm of Brahman, the kingdom of God. Mam chayo bicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityetan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. Brahmanohi pratishtaham amritasya yayasya cha shashvatasya chadharmasya sukhaisya ikantikasya cha. Arjun, for I am truly the fundamental support of the immortal and indestructible Brahman, of everlasting religious principles, and of absolute incomparable bliss. Thus ends the 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, entitled The Three Qualities of Nature, Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga.